at home, at school, in the neighborhood. WHYY is asking children, parents, and experts what kids need to be healthy. In Philadelphia, the fitness gender gap begins rather early. Boys are more likely to participate in team sports than girls are. For WHYY, Angela Gervasi reports on a local program that gives girls opportunities to explore sports.
By 3 p.m., most kids are rushing home. But at St. Malachy School in North Philadelphia, some girls are staying a little longer. The students are still dressed in their plaid jumpers. They file into the small gymnasium. They're waiting for a Zumba class to start.
And it, like, helps you a lot. If you have a bad day, it'll help you, like, make yourself very happy.
That's London White. She's 11, a little bit older than some of the other girls, and she's dancing up in the front row.
I feel happy and cool.
The students crowd around their teacher, Maya Sutton.
It definitely teaches them to say, hey, I'm important, I deserve to be in this space, and I deserve the right to exercise. That's something that I...
Here in Lower North Philadelphia, almost a third of residents said they feel uncomfortable going into a park or outdoor space during the day, according to a report from Jefferson University Hospitals. I asked Saba Khan about that. She's a pediatric obesity specialist.
They don't necessarily feel safe for their children to be playing on the streets with friends, kicking a ball around, riding a bike.
Khan works at the Children's Hospital of Philadelphia, and she says that's an issue. When you're trying to stay active, having a safe space matters.
Yeah, so that's one main problem that we face a lot, access to spaces.
That's Jillian Green, the executive director of Philly Girls in Motion. That's the nonprofit behind the girls' after-school program at St. Malachy.
Access to open, safe spaces, especially in Philadelphia, is a rough situation for a lot of our kids. Also,
the class meets twice a week, and it can be yoga, hip-hop, even kickboxing. It's not every day that you see a bunch of 8-year-old girls kickboxing, but it happens here. Philly Girls in Motion also run sports clinics, like this volleyball practice in South Philadelphia. They hold fitness classes in cafeterias, libraries, auditoriums, basically wherever they can find a space to get girls moving. So why create a fitness program just for young girls?
When you think about girls specifically, they're not always encouraged to go out and do things that are physically active or sports related.
In the United States, boys engage in physical activity an hour longer each week than girls do. And in Philadelphia, boys are more likely than girls to participate on a sports team. But Philly Girls in Motion is more than just physical fitness. The girls also learn about body image.
We want to teach our students and participants how to talk about their bodies in ways that aren't external. What does your body do that's powerful? What does your body do that's smart? What does your body do that's absolutely scientifically amazing?
Green says the girls in her program are knocking down barriers to fitness. For WHYY, Angela Gervasi.